Well, that's a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
We'll get it to you.
I have read the follow-up, and this was in the early issues of the follow-up, that perhaps 7% of the races were not solvable, you know, by the methodology. And I was wondering, you made a statement a while ago that, you know, most of the energy, using energy, most of them were. I was wondering what percentage you might think.
3%. It's cut in half. And by any form of conventional or velocity or linear handicapping, you'll always find up to, that you can get up to about 91 to 94%, and then there's going to be things that will just surprise you. I'm talking about races where everybody has a line, you know. With this thing, I'll tell you, it's you have maybe 3 to 4% are totally ungettable. I mean, you can get these stupid horses we got in here with a little effort. You can get anything.
We had one Thursday when we went to the track. The only way we could have got it, if we'd have drawn a pace line that we wanted before the race.
The third race?
Horse paid $69.
Yeah, I tried working that one up.
That's 1 yard.
It beat 54 lengths.
His problem was that the 54 lengths they wouldn't compensate for.
That was amazing, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got off the hook on that. It was amazing.
But the horse broke its leg and the other one bled.
We can't.
So, the ones that come out on.
Yeah, we declined to put those in the figures. I mean, you can't predict that. But, you know, 54 lengths is an awful lot to compensate for. We haven't developed a program for that.
Yeah. The trouble is, if you can get the ones beating 54 lengths, you won't get the ones beating one length.
Well, I don't know if that horse had ever finished within 13 lengths.
I don't
believe it has.
Somebody might have given him some new glue to snip or something. Or he just came alive that day. Let's give him the credit. He did it.
They can patch him up. Sometimes they just patch him up. Sometimes the horse is finishing bad and then suddenly runs a real good race. Sometimes it's the veterinarian. Sometimes it's the guy who puts shoes on him. There's just something like that happens. They finds out, and the horse just runs a good race afterwards. They say they give him aspirin, too.
That horse made a big move on the stretch there.
After the other one started bleeding.
Yeah.
And his legs started going 2 feet up in the air.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he made...
He was 6 lengths ahead. He never would have lost it.
Oh, but this horse would have still come in somewhere, which I thought he wouldn't finish the race. You know, is the track 54 lengths long?
And use the cage. If you've got your primary contenders roll out of a 10, you let the cage in reverse it.
You let energy reverse the tandem. What I do in a tandem race is I put TAN for the horse. And put in the tandem winner. If the tandem winner is the best horse in the race, or one of the top two horses in the race, then I'll put in the other tandem horses. But if the tandem energy, the best of the tandem energy, is not in the top, then you don't say it's not going to be won by a tandem horse. One of the things a lot of people forget about the tandem manual, it says, if the tandem horse is the dominant horse in the race, then you utilize the tandem. But if he's not, you're just elevating horses to be less than winners anyway. But energy miraculously reverses the tandem, and of course, as an adjunct of energy, the Cajun does also. Look at a very good example was Unbridled, and then what's that other horse?
Summer Squall.
It reversed the tandem immediately on one of them and put it back in the other. Another good tandem reversal was in last year's Triple Crown. It predicted Sunday Silence in the Preakness and in the Derby, and it predicted that other horse, Win Lightly or Easy Gore. It predicted him to win the Belmont. Why? Because he was gaining at the end, and it projected that if he went a little bit longer, he'd beat Sunday Silence. And it was perfectly right on the money. And remember, your second place, the horse that comes up second is just as good as the horse that comes up first, if not better. I'm really interested in your problem. What I want you to do is, before you start collecting, run some of those losers to the cage in. And then, if that doesn't get it, send me the races. And I'll work real hard for my 500.
A lot of people don't realize how many variations there can be in a race. I think I've worked 50 or 60 variations with pace lines, and I couldn't get anything to come up. But there might be, you know, mathematically, you work out all the permutations. You know, just if you had no preference for pace lines, there might be a few thousand.
Do you live somewhere where it snows a lot in the winter?
Right there at Bradshaw. So.
Oh, you don't. You get a little snow. But let me tell you this, folks. Some of us get hung up on running, trying to make losers win. And if you can't get it on the first couple, remember yesterday I couldn't get the horse to come up better than third. I'm not going to fight it. That's the best it did. If you play it exactly, you have it. If you play it all by itself and it has to be in the top two by your thinking, you lost the race. So what? But you did it. We took our best shot. Now, where I come in different from a lot of people is I read my own manuals and understand them. Everybody reads them, I guess, but I understand them. It specifically says, if you have a third choice going off at 9-2 or better, bet it from a separate bank. So that took care of the winner on that. That methodology, that was, I didn't make that up later. That was in the first book.
Long time ago.
That's and a 3-3-3 horse. And a horse with dominant threes and energy is the same situation. Dominant threes and synergism was the same situation. They are the horses that always pick up the pieces when the ones and twos fail. And they're right there to jump on it. So if you read everything in the manuals, including the money management, you would have got every race we put through yesterday. Actually, the energy program got that horse, that KGen got third, it got it higher. And that's the rarity. Usually KGen nails them higher than energy, unless you go through a lot of experience with energy. Any more questions? I want to ask Bob Purdy a question, that's all right? All right. Elton Smith's going to fill this little void. He's always got an announcement. You ever notice that? He won't talk about handicapping. He's always got a damn announcement.
Well, when I'm the dumbest handicapper here, why should I show my ignorance, see? All you people that are checking out tomorrow and are going to the racetrack, if you will go ahead and check out the first thing in the morning and put all your bags over in the East Room, they will be locked up there so that you can get them when you get back without having to pay an extra day's rent.
Thank you, Al. That was really enlightening. Anything you want to say about handicap?
Just listen to what they tell you.
Al's a big winner. I don't know why he doesn't write articles and stuff for the follow-up. I guess he's too busy writing orders for his, what do you call it, junk business? You're too busy writing up orders for your business. Elton's got a wealth of knowledge. He turned a lot of people around, believe me, and some good people. Steve George is pretty darn good on his own, Elton. And you owe a lot to Elton, don't you? Not just the franchise fee he charges you, but I mean...
And a big help, too.
Elton's a very good teacher, so any of you people who live in this area... He has private showings, but don't expect to get patted on the head until that's all right, darling. You're a good boy, and we love you, and it doesn't matter whether you do well or not. We still love you. He don't love you if you don't do well. And he make you do well. He was pretty strict, wasn't he? Ask some of these Missouri folk. But they were all raised in the whooping shed anyway, so they didn't mind. It's those pampered Californians you got to worry about.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Does that one still have those Sharp computers?
Oh yeah, yes, we've got there's two or three people here that's got computers they want to sell, and there's two or three people who want to buy them.
Yeah, there's a guy.
What, to put APV and money management in it? In the
Mercedes? How many? Who is it that wants to sell?
We've got a bit of a problem at Canterbury. They keep scratching all the horses out.
Okay.
You go out to the track and you're all done. Your energizers get scratched three races in a row. You got to rerun the race or you don't play. So with the Sharp, at least you can rerun them.
Do you have a laptop?
I got a laptop.
Take it with you.
There's a guy right back there in the back that's got a. Got a computer to sell you. Look at it. It's still on the ground. Okay? Has anybody else got one they want to sell?
Oh, this is what Elton's
going to ask you.
Buying and selling. That's his. Woo, doggies. Now we're talking. If he can consummate a sale, he don't give a damn about it.
Don't forget my commission, will you?
Let me tell you what I have a lot of those handhelds. I think they're great. We have a money management program, we have a class program, and we have a profiler that'll fit in that.
I got most of that in a Radio Shack, but I can't run energy in the Radio Shack.
I understand that, but they're very good. But you know how long it takes to do energy in a.
Yeah.
Two races.
8 minutes.
I'll sell him
until he buys a computer. Yeah. Yeah, I want the man to make a sale if you've got plenty of money to waste and spend. But it should be the other way around. You should have your auxiliary programs in your handheld and take a laptop. And it's a nuisance, sure, but you can scratch so much faster. Energy, you're right. It's not like any phase three program. The second best horse is not the best after the other one's been scratched. You can change the whole energy structure of the race. So it's better to have it in a 13, 60, or 50 than none at all. But make sure all the scratching's done before you put it in. Now, yes, see, if we didn't go on that, they scratched two horses per race at the gate. And what, three times? We just crossed our fingers and said, fortunately, they scratched horses that weren't in there anyway. They shouldn't have been in the race. I understand Alpo has a sale on dog food this week. You want to say something, Bob?
Nope.
You're holding that microphone.
I'm just listening.
All right. Do we cover all the questions on the adjustment? If you get this down, Pep, and you get the right contenders in, and you got the very good solve, you're rich. You can tithe from now on. You don't even have to come to seminars. We want to have the day when we don't have seminars anymore. We have conventions like the American Legion and the Daughters of the American Revolution and the Sons of the South, and we just drink. And tell each other how good we are. No handicap.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Bob will be the master of ceremonies.
We know some guys already doing.
But there's no sense paying whatever these things cost and not getting some out of it if you need something out of it. But I envision three big conventions per year. We'll all wear little funny hats. You know, perk, 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 going, little birds flopping up and wave Perko flags and have little tin horns that go ta 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 ta. And no more handicapping work. We all will be that good. But until that day, let's solve some of these problems. And have we answered your questions on the adjustment? I'm just dying to see that lady's races from Charlestown. And send it. Hey, Donna. Hey, sweetheart with a smile, whose husband is smart, not as smart as you. No, she didn't say that. Is he here?
We won't tell him you said that.
I did
not. No, we won't tell him.
We won't tell him you said that.
Never. We won't announce your name. What's your name? We won't announce it.
He edited it out of his tape.
Uh-huh, there he is. And listen, send Marion some too. He really, you've got us peaked. I mean, our imagination is peaked.
This gentleman here knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Does he have the same problem?
No, but he said he used to play that track. Oh.
Well, that's not the whole solution. Used to playing it, is that's giving up. You got to keep on finding, we're going to find the way to win that. Yeah, well, that's a coward's way out. Yeah, that's what Jimmy did, Blue Ribbon Downs. That damn Blue Ribbon, and they moved the track in closer, so he was in trouble when he only had Blue Ribbon Downs. Can you imagine having your foremost handicapping expert be an expert at Blue Ribbon Downs? Wow. Is that problem now solved in everybody's mind?
Did he win at Blue Ribbon Downs?
Yeah, oh sure. We went down there like crazy. Oh, we had fun down there. I love that. All those cowgirls. I'd go up and bet with the prettiest teller. Jimmy said, now you always go to her. So I'd go up there and boy, you win a lot. Where'd that not? How do you do that? I said, see that fellow in the hat down there? He taught me. And then he'd casually come by. Hi, darling. She says, cowboy, what you doing tonight? Yeah, Jimmy was big at Blue Ribbon Downs. He has a trainer friend down there. Every time we walk up the gate, he sees us, meanders us. Hey, boys, I got a hot one for you. And he gives us some maiden. Everybody knows he's going to win all the races. Oh, this is a lock. And then he says, after he gives us his horse, I think he just picks a name. He says, who you got in the rest of the races? So we feel obligated to tell him who we've got because he's giving us hot tip. Comes in, they have 8 horses in the race and he comes in 9th. And every time, it wasn't just once, it's every time he goes, what's his name?
Charlie something?
Louis.
Louis, yeah. Louis, the trainer, he's a trainer and he's a tout and he's whatever else you want him to be. Sells ice cream on the side if you want it. So let's get serious for a moment again. Uh-oh. How can we get serious with Dick here? You learning anything over there? Have we solved the problem? If you've solved these two problems, putting in only the correct contenders and knowing when and when not to make which adjustment, practically home free. You almost can retire. See, what we're doing as American handicappers is fighting something. We get set ideas. We get an idea set in our mind, well, if any horse I put in there is two energy units less than the other horses, I would just adjust him up. We don't think is that who made the mistake of putting him in the first place if he doesn't belong. That's us. And we've done it too. Hey, we put in wrong horses and we've been bitten and we found out we don't like to get bitten. So we found out and you will too. But are there any other questions we can handle you on that? How many of you use the various with great seriousness? Yeah. Most of the people who were losing, and I said, hey, stop using just the sort and start using the various and you'll start winning, and they found it to be true. Use all the readouts. There's a whole thing in here on the UXR and the various. Whole chapter. Okay, the next thing we come to or questions we anticipate would be about the change variegate feature. Has everybody got any problems on the change variegate feature? We anticipated the need for occasionally changing the variegate, so we put that feature in. I've known people who've had it for 2 years now. They come to me, what does that mean, change variegate? Well, it means you can change the variegate. If you know the variegate is wrong, especially if it's an early or toned toward early, If you know it's wrong because the horses that are depicted as early just can't go beyond the second call, then you change the variant. How do you tell? Well, the guideline, which Jimmy is getting remorseful about getting, is that if he starts failing by the third readout, the horse that's 1-1 is not the best pressure. A horse that is 1-1 is just pressing himself. He's holding on for dear life to the lead he has. A presser is more likely to be... In fact, let me do this on the blackboard. This was in the follow-up. Some of you until Jan coerced you. We're not follow-up subscribers. I gotta blame someone. I'm a good guy.
That's okay.
I wouldn't make him pay for that.
I'll be the meanie.
You have three styles in a race. And it's sort of a... That's three, that's two, that's one. That is an early style. If a horse runs, the point being the fastest. If he runs one here, and the pressure being the next, that's the style of an early horse. But he should not fall off here. He shouldn't be one, then go to two. And in hidden energy, which is your last two fractions combined, He should fall off here, unless he's a world beater. So he might be three or even four here. Three and four. And good five there. The key to knowing whether this horse can go all the way if it's variegated early is his X. If X is one or two, that means he has the balance to go early and sustain it long enough to win at most tracks. If you find a track where if he's not in the top three here and he never wins, you make up your own. It's not, it has to be in the three here, four, doesn't matter, you make up your own. Keep it a record from your track as to what constitutes an early horse that can go all the way. But generally speaking, in these areas, this horse is if. Now, if he's four, sometimes three, all depends how many horses you have in the race. If he's not one or two X, be careful. Don't make the change variegate if he's number 1X. Regardless of his rankings, he's got enough weight. Yes, sir. Or he's got so much more early that it balances out that the combination of his early and late are number 1. But don't worry about it if he's in top. If these are all 5s, he should be number 1. If these are 3s and 4s, he can be as low as number 2X. Then you won't want to change the variable. This now is a sustained running style. If it says sustained, he can be... if you put him in 10 horses, forget all this. Because then none of these are going to do you any good. But if you get it down to 5 horses, he can be... I wouldn't like him too much at 5, but I'll take him at 4. Now, he may not make this sustained move right away. He might still be 4. But he's got to start moving here. And he should be, ideally, he should be in the top 3X. I mean, then you have no problem putting him that's your sustain horse. But sometimes you'll go to four if you get five in there. But he should not be five. Let's say better than five. He should not be last place.